Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, we've bumped football today to 5:30. People are pumped up, and you should be. I think you got a 90-win baseball team. And I'm really, really impressed. And I wanted to see where you guys are at with it. And look, hey, if you're pumped up about it and you end up being wrong, who cares? For me, this division's god awful. You look like the class of it. Four straight series wins. You have played the Yankees. You have played the Pods. You have played the Dodgers. I just feel like enough of it's real. Torque looks real. Somehow you're on your fifth center fielder. It doesn't matter. I'm in. I think it's a 90-win team.
And don't forget, like once again, we're not even complaining about Javi Baez.
No.
He's just an afterthought now. Like,
right, oh, and that's how I need it. because as Kenny so eloquently put it, just don't be totally awful. Just partially awful.
I mean, I was expecting just major gaffes out in the field and bad defense. Not sure. Really having that, minus a couple games. Key.
Listen, the defense is going to be a problem long term, but I think they're so good in the space between. They can outrun it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, yes, those defensive gaffes and some of the limitations the team has, sans Parker Meadows, yeah, it's going to bite them and probably at the worst time. But for right now, I'm just saying 15-10 is nothing to sneeze at. There are a lot of teams off to terrible starts. And outside of the McKinstry stuff, a lot of it feels very sustainable to me. Very. Like the Torque stuff, when you watch the at-bats and you I don't want to nerd out on some of it, but like his batted ball data, the way he's driving the baseball, it looks real, Rico. It's like Mize. It looks real.
And he got robbed today of one.
So. I know. Hey, you know what? If you want to count it. I'm fine with it.
No, I'm not counting it.
Okay. Well, I am. I don't
care. Why not? Count it.
Because, David, it was an out.
No.
It was an out.
If it was Acuna, you would say it would count.
Okay. No, it would not. I would still say
no. He'd be crumpled up at second base.
Right. He pulls something. And he's out for 6 months.
Let's get to the people, shall we? Let's go to Chris. He's out in Belleville, 97.1. Chris, what's going on?
Fellas, what's going on?
Hey, Chris.
Chris, are you there? Chris?
Yeah.
You got us on speakerphone?
Hey, take us off speaker, brother. I can barely hear you.
My fault.
You're all good. Yeah, loud and clear. Now we're good. Okay. What's going on?
Very good. Yeah, so I got a two-parter, I guess, now. The first is in response to what you just said, Valeni. The defense is going to be a problem long-term. Why do you think that? With the Tigers.
Torres sucks.
Okay,
he had 18 errors for the Yankees and was the worst second baseman in baseball last year. You want to tell me I don't know what I'm doing here? Like, come on, man.
Last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so now he's Roberto Alomar year over year. Okay. Come on, right. Chris.
Okay, so second base. All right, what about
I don't like second, third, short, or center without Parker Meadows long term. How about
that? Did you see Ibanez today at third, though? Looks sharp.
Okay, so one game versus 162. Chris, come on, man. You're smarter than this, Chris.
Chris is just drinking up the moment, right?
No, and I'm excited about them, but they're not a good defensive team. They're just not. No, I mean, look, you've already given away three games with boot and balls. Come on, it's okay to say that.
That's fair, but they're also not under where they should be. I think they've been over exceeding expectations. I mean, you had Javi today in center making a great catch over the shoulder. I mean, it kind of worked. Hinch knows what he's doing. I don't think the defense is going to be a problem. And when we get Veerling and Meadows back, we're just going to be better.
Well, that's one of the top 10 defensive players regardless of position in the sport. So, yes, Chris, I agree with you with Parker Meadows. And Veerling can moonlight at third and help you there. Absolutely.
So can Ibanez. So can McKinstry. So we look at sharp. And Jesus. To be where we're at right now, this early, this competitive, leading the AL, winning the series. The Padres.
Chris, hold on. I just want to make sure. Did I come on the air with an open wound in my head and say 60 wins, or did I say they're a 90-win team? I just want to make sure we're having the same conversation.
Well, I missed the opening of the air, so I'm not sure. I did hear you say 90 wins, so I love that. But to say the defense is a problem or they're going to be a problem long term, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they've been okay. But my biggest thing is the Wyatt Langford stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
When does that stop?
Never. He's my heartthrob. I love
him. Never.
I can't. Listen, it's a bit for Kenny and I and the listeners. I'm not yelling and screaming about it. I'll just never understand how we drafted a high school bat instead of a guy ready-made for you who has 1,000 OPS, who was a 4.8 war player last year for the world's defending World Series champs. Imagine, close your eyes and imagine him in this lineup, Chris. You know you want to. Come on.
I mean, I don't know because I like the young talent we got coming up through the farm, though. I'm excited.
Are they able to help you today? Just a question.
We don't need help today.
No. The only thing better than what you got is more. That's right. Hold on. Think about this lineup with me. Work with me.
Okay.
You could have Riley, Kerry Bonds.
Get out of there, baby.
Torque. You could have Wyatt Lang. Think about the lefty-righty splits. Chris, come on, work with me. Come on.
I think where we're at right now far exceeds any expectations I personally had as a Tigers fan. And to see where they're at right now, I think that's a credit to the coaching.
I agree totally.
I think that
it has nothing to do.
We don't need a Langford.
Wait a minute.
Chris, why wouldn't you want
Langford? Who doesn't want another 30 home run hitter? Come on, Chris.
I mean, I would like him on the team for sure, but to say to keep beating this dead horse that we need him or that we should have drafted him.
The horse isn't dead yet.
True.
Hey, Chris, Wyatt Langford hit a home run last night. Max Clark walked home. There's a difference. One guy's here. It's actually here. Happening. Production. The other guy was at the Tasty Freeze last night in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. No, the horse isn't dead. And we have fun with it, Chris. You're taking it way too literal. Kenny, you okay? You're rolling back there. You all right? What's going on?
No, pre-show, you nailed it with the Wyatt Langford thing, and now you're bringing it back. This bit won't die.
No, wait, hold on.
Hey, yesterday Max Clark started off with a leadoff double.
That is true.
Yeah, in the California Penal League. The point I'm making is...
Ricky Vaughn, you know.
Right. Hold on. The point I'm making is... When you don't get to call up and say, no, we don't need him. No team in baseball has a right to say that. And by the way you teach people new positions to play on the field, hell, Wyatt Langford might be your catcher. Who knows?
I feel like pretty much any team would be lucky to have that player. So when people say we don't need him, what are you talking
right,
about?
Right, that's what I was like. So you're saying you'd rather just stick with what we have instead of upgrading?
The Dodgers would be happy to have him right now.
Kenny, OPS plus 198.
Shohei
Ohtani. Hey, we got slightly above terrible.
Yeah, Shohei. Yeah, we don't need him.
You got to be able to sort through the bit.
Aaron just, don't need him.
As long as there's no yelling and screaming about it, you don't get to get mad about it. It's just fun. It's something Kenny and I will text each other. It's discourse in the office and with the show. Yes.
I'm watching Max Clark highlights.
What, on camcorder?
Tony in Marine City says, Max Clark will absolutely be better than Langford. We want to be good for a decade, not a couple years.
Okay, just so we're clear. Guys, years away, you're still not getting it, are you? You were a playoff team last year. You might be a 90-win team this year. How does Clark help me? And by the way, I hate to break this to you, and if we have any Cardinal fans listening, this one's really going to hurt. Oh, you know he's just going to be great, right? I've got Jordan Walker on line 7. He's going to be working at the Quick Lube. I just know Jackson Holliday's going to be awesome.
Please give him the Quick Mart.
No, the oil change joint.
Give him the Quick Mart.
He'll be at Uncle Bobby's oil change. I'm just saying, you don't get to say, guy who's 2 years away, you just know he'll be awesome. It doesn't work that way. Guy who's actually here is.
Hey, 860 OPS through first 10 games.
Facing high schoolers. Max Clark might end up being awesome, but by the time he arrives, Wyatt Langford may have generated a 9 or 10 war over the course of 2 seasons. So you have to make up for that. That's okay. I'm not mad. I just don't know why listeners get so defensive. You just wait. Wait for what?
He just hit a home run out of Ishbia Field. East Lansing.
His backyard. I was about to say, what?
That's the baseball diamond.
That's okay. It's fine, guys. It's totally fine. No one's angry. Except some of you. I don't know why. Their Tigers are really good.
The fact that he said, you just need to stop, and we didn't really need him. What do you mean you don't need him?
That only makes me want to have more fun with it.